Guess I should have said, I'm Oakes, Bob Oakes. Many Boston University alums go on to great achievements, and some apparently go underground as spies. Some of those espionage stories have come to light thanks to international relations professor John Woodward at the Pardee School at BU. He just published a new article called A Spy's Guide to BU in the Intelligencer Journal of U.S. Intelligence Studies. There, he explores the many links between the university and the intelligence community, and he joined us earlier to talk about some of them. Professor Woodward, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure to be with you today. Thanks.
Start with Dick Fecteau, class of 1951, former BU football player, went on to work for the CIA, received the highest of awards for valor for his work at the CIA, but made major sacrifices as well.
Yes, Dick Fecteau joined the Central Intelligence Agency as a paramilitary officer. Recall that's at the height of the Korean War and the Cold War. On his very first operational mission overseas, he volunteered at short notice to be part of a crew that was going to fly into communist China to supposedly meet with a Chinese agent who was going to be reporting on communist activities. Unfortunately, the Chinese Security Service had compromised the agent, and they blasted the C-47. Richard Fecteau and his CIA colleague, John Downey, amazingly survived the crash landing, but they were captured by the Chinese. For the next 19 years, 9 of those years in solitary confinement, 1 of those years locked in leg shackles.
We know now part of the story about his capture and his interrogation, and he told it when after he got released, in which he actually made up a fake story that he told the Chinese, and when asked to name names, he picked names from the BU football team roster. Here he is talking about it as part of a 2011 CIA documentary.
I gave the names of the football team, and I said, hey, I can get away with stuff here. Sometimes I couldn't. Sometimes I'd get ahead, they'd say, Chan Chi Lai, stand up, and then make me stand for hours, you know, then put me down again. But I got away with a few things. I didn't get any names from me. It made life worth living in that lousy place.
Professor, what's that say about Dick Fecteau, what kind of man he was, what kind of CIA officer he was?
The two words that come to mind, resilience and grit. But I think Fecteau was able to survive that ordeal. And let's face it, Bob, it would be tough to be in prison for 19 years. But he did it all without ever feeling sorry for himself. I understand he enjoys a quiet and peaceful retirement just outside of Boston. And as you probably know, after he retired from the CIA shortly after he was released, he came back to Boston University to be assistant athletic director.
Another person you write about is Bill Buckley, not the media personality Bill Buckley, rather the Medford-born CIA officer Bill Buckley. 1955 BU grad, then joined the Army. Not much is known about his career because a lot of it is classified. But what do we know?
So Bill Buckley is one of the CIA's first counterterrorism officers. He enlisted in the Army during the Korean War, and he left the Army, came to Boston University, and graduated with a degree in political science in 1955. At some point, he transitioned to the Central Intelligence Agency. He was overseas in tough, dangerous places. And that, unfortunately, is how he met his end, serving the country. He was kidnapped by terrorists working for Iran in Beirut, March of 1984. And we believe he remained a captive for 444 days and just faced terrible torture.
In your piece, you don't just mention people at Boston University. You also talk about places, especially 1085 Commonwealth Avenue near the campus. It's now a salon, but it was something special before that.
Very special indeed, and would point out that 1085 Commonwealth Avenue is about 2 blocks from WBUR's current location. In the 1990s and early 2000s, 1085 Commonwealth Avenue was the location of an Al-Qaeda cell that was operating here in Boston. It was known as CARE International, and I want to be very clear. I don't want any confusion about the CARE that is a very legitimate charity that does great things. This was CARE International, which was an offshoot of a group called Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was a charity that collected donations to ostensibly support the orphans and the widows in places like Bosnia and the Balkans in the 1990s. But what they did was they siphoned off part of the donations they received to buy weapons and other items of war. I would note that none of the people involved in Al-Khifa here at Boston were ever prosecuted on terrorism charges. The government used the Al Capone strategy, where they went after three of the principals on tax evasion charges. So three members of Al-Khifa did serve relatively short jail sentences for tax evasion.
Technology. Boston University helped develop an early version of a camera used during the Cold War.
That's absolutely correct. BU played a leading role in developing the camera that eventually went on the Corona satellite system. It's called the Boston Camera, appropriately enough, but that was launched into space, took pictures of the Earth, and then the camera film was parachuted back and intercepted by U.S. Air Force planes, and it was then developed. That was basically the United States window into the Soviet Union. This Corona camera system was a great help so that the United States could have better awareness of the Soviet military capabilities.
Professor John Woodward, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Very, very interesting.
It's been my pleasure, Bob. Thank you for having me.
That's Professor John Woodward of the Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University. You can find a link to his article, A Spy's Guide to BU, on our website, wbur.org.